Municipal Election 2022 Candidate Questionnaire. Gordon Prentice, Deputy Mayor and Regional Councillor Newmarket today sent this questionnaire to all candidates, including those acclaimed, requesting a completed response prior to the October 24 election, which would be published in order when received. Maximum word limits have been strictly enforced, to be fair to all candidates. The responses have not been edited in any way, including for grammar, spelling and clarity. Point 1. What are the top four qualities required to be an effective municipal representative? 4-word limit. Honesty, integrity, vision, commitment. 2. Explain why you are the best qualified candidate. 100-word limit. I won't promise the earth and deliver dust like Tom Veg, who pledged a new library and senior center in 2018 and forgot about it as soon as he won the election, shamefully not even arguing the case in front of his fellow councillors. I am someone who fights my corner, putting my constituents first. I would be a powerful voice for Newmarket at York Region, not the timid and hesitant one that we are used to. Without question, I could do the job. I have experience in UK municipal government and was an MP there for many years. Point 3. What are the two most important issues for your ward, constituents? 200-word limit, affordable housing and decent well-paid jobs. Newmarket is, by and large, a well-off town, the 37th richest riding in the entire country. Yet there are pockets of deprivation and poverty. Far too many people here are struggling to get by, unable to get the housing they need. Up to a fifth of homes in Newmarket are bought as investment properties. Buying a home requires a small fortune, or, for young people, wealthy parents. Renting is increasingly difficult. All over Ontario and here in Newmarket, landowners are on strike, unwilling to build desperately needed housing despite having planning approval. Scandalously, they sit on land waiting for its value to increase. Land at 22 George Street, owned by the land bankers TRICAP, was given planning approval in 1993 for a 12-story 115-unit condo. It is still a patch of bare earth. Just down the road, a 20-story condo with 280 units for planning approval in 2009. Nothing has been built. York Region is an economic powerhouse and a hub for high-tech industry. We need to continue punching above our weight, attracting good well-paying jobs across all sectors. We are strong in health, manufacturing and retail, but we can do more. Point 4. What will you do to ensure you are accountable to your constituents? 50-word limit. I would have regular publicized advice sessions and one-to-one meetings open to any constituent. I would publish report backs on what's happening at York Region. Despite having a population larger than 5 Canadian provinces, and wide-ranging responsibilities and powers, it remains woefully underreported. That needs to change. And fast. 5. What is the most important issue for council, school board to address in the next term? 100-word limit. No response provided. Point 6. Describe your dream project that would result in a better quality of life in Newmarket. 100-word limit. Getting as much traffic off the roads as possible. And doing something about those hairy bikers and boy racers who blast through neighborhoods at 150 decibels. I've always owned a car, but it frequently sits in the garage. It doesn't make sense to drive into heavily congested cities like Toronto. Many of our highways are close to gridlock. We need to remind people of the benefits of walking, cycling, and taking the train. We need a 15-minute all-day two-way go train service to Newmarket. It ticks all the boxes. It's good for the environment. It would be transformational. Answer yes or number, 1-word limit. Should salaries be reduced for the mayor and councillors? No. Are taxes too high for the services provided to residents? No. Do you support tax increases to pay for large budget items or purchases, such as Mullick Estates? Yes. Should opening a second branch of Newmarket Public Library be a top priority for the next term? Yes. Should the town continue to give incentives and loans to Main Street businesses as part of its revitalization strategy? Yes. Should the town provide more incentives to developers to encourage more affordable rental units? Yes. Should election candidates accept campaign donations from developers? No. Should councillors be required to provide more fully itemized and detailed expense reports, accessible online at no cost to the public? Yes. Should the mayor and councillors block followers on their town social media accounts? No. Should there be fixed terms for councillors? No, should Newmarket permit illegal cannabis stores in town? Yes.